Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include winners of the Hurt 100, the Ultra Runner of the Year countdown strikes 3, and the outhouse is used as a tool for cheating? We begin this week with a race targeting an equal percentage of women participants as men. The Loon Mountain Race, also serving as the 2018 USATF Mountain Running Championships, is shooting for at least 50% women in the field for this year's race. They're well on their way with 60% women signups at the time of this recording. Hoka One One has signed a new crop of talent for 2018, including female ultra superstars Ellie Greenwood and Andrea Hooser. Three-time Ultra Runner of the Year Ellie has been quiet lately, but we hope to see a comeback in 2018, while Andrea is the reigning Ultra Trail World Tour champion after a stellar 2017. We were awaiting the long and heralded return of the Mako show on YouTube to just be frustratingly teased by the man. He only gave us a short bedside chat pre-race before his Bandera DNF. This leaves us all wondering, what exactly is the future of the Mako show? Will we get any more behind the scenes Costco trips or dances with Ridley? If you're out there, Mako, maybe you'll head south for next month's Black Canyon 100K and let us know in person. We hear Maya Ray might show up as well. There were a few ultras over the weekend we'd like to dip into, including the infamous Hurt 100 in Hawaii. This ankle-crushing course is notorious for humidity roots and heinous climbing in the jungles outside Honolulu. Avery Collins smoked the competition, winning in the 10th fastest time ever in 21:44, a couple hours ahead of second place Guillaume Calmettes, who was an agonizing 36 seconds over 24 hours. For the ladies, Darcy Piquet ran the third fastest all-time in 25:48, where no woman has yet to break 24. Becky Bates was second a couple hours back in 27:33, and Sabrina Stanley rounded out the top three in 29:45. 24-hour track race was held at Placer High School in Auburn, yes, the same track that the Western States 100 finishes on. From the looks of the results, 25 runners towed the line, and would you believe it? Ya boy, Eric Strantz of Ultra Runner Podcast wound up dead last with 40 miles. Not bad, Eric, but we expected a little bit more. Although I think you definitely won the fashion contest. Winner Bernard Sopke finished just ahead of second place, and women's winner Molly Knox with 126 miles versus 124. Also participating was legendary Ann Trayson, who says she can no longer run due to an autoimmune condition, but is thoroughly enjoying walking and powered her way through 70 miles. Gotta give a shout out to my peeps, Beverly and Alan Abbs, who also competed, with Alan knocking out 100 in the 24, while Beverly took on the 6 hour. I owe a lot of my Barkley success to those two. Several ultra guys and gals took on the Houston streets to give it a go at the qualifying for the 2020 US Olympic Marathon Trials. 2017 50K road champ Tyler German did just that, with a 2:16:39, placing 7th overall. Just outside, agonizingly close, was Sage Kanaday, who ran a 2:19:50, just 50 seconds or less than 2 seconds a mile over the standard. Also narrowly missing the half marathon standard was new Nike Trail signing Andy Wacker, who was just 12 seconds over the 1:04 standard. For the ladies, Xterra world champ Paulina Carlson got it done with a 2:39, while trail runner Caitlin Smith was 5 minutes over. Thanks to iRunFar's weekly recap for the lowdown on this info. The Ultra Runner of the Year rankings continue to be released by Ultra Running Magazine. We're now down to number 3 at the time of this recording, leaving us with just the top 2 to be released in next week's show, which you'll likely already have heard about by the time of this very release. Eh, what can you do? In the number 9th place is recent Hurt champ Avery Collins and former 100-mile world record holder Gina Slaby. 8th place goes to Bronco Billy Jeff Browning, always crushing it, with a 4th place at States and win at the Bear 100. Up-and-comer Caitlin Gerben, who used her win at Gorge Waterfall 100K to snag a golden ticket to Western States. In 7th position, we have Alex Nichols, runner-up at Western States and Black Canyon 100K champ, as well as Yale Wang, who won Lake Sonoma 50 and was 2nd at Chuckanut. 6th place went to 48-hour record holder Olivier LeBlanc and 1st place runner at Umstead 100. For the ladies, it was Kathleen Cusick, who dominated the East Coast 100 scene, winning Massanutten, Vermont, Eastern States, and Grindstone. In the fifth spot, we see Western States champ Cat Bradley, who also won the Canyons 100K, the Mark Hammond, who snagged third at States, and second at Run Rabbit Run 100. Coming through at fourth was CCC champ Claire Gallagher, and a pair of second place finishes at Black Canyon 100K and TNF 50 San Fran. The men's CCC winner, Hayden Hawks, also slipped into fourth place, also grabbing third at TNF 50 San Fran. Just announced, in third place is Magdalena Boulay, runner-up at the Western States 100 this year, as well as runner-up at Tarawera and Lake Sonoma. Also in third place is top-placing American at UTMB, and third overall there, Tim Tollefson. Tim also won the Ultra Trail Australia and placed second at Speed Goat. Tune in next time to find out if Jim Walmsley or Tim Frericks is crowned Ultra Runner of the Year for the guys, and who had a better year between Camille Herron and Courtney DeWalter, according to the judges. Running in parallel to the UROY is the FKT of the Years, a side competition put together by Ultimate Directions, Buzz Burrell, and Peter Backwin, dissecting the best, fastest known time efforts of the past year. We'll be cross-posting some of their videos on our Facebook page this next week as we learn more about this prestigious award. Tune in and let us know who you think should win. Our Patreon supporters have spoken, and it seems the early consensus is that we should just let the annual You Are Madness on Twitter die. So, unless there is an outpouring of support here, consider it in the past. The lottery season continues to roll on, with results of the UTMB series of events taking place, as well as the Leadville 100. Anyone out there have any success? Because I didn't. It looks like a banger again at the premier UTMB with Tim Tollefson, Jim Walmsley, Hayden Hawks, and Mark Hammond headlining the Americans. They'll face the likes of Luis Alberto, Ryan Sands, Xavier Thebnard, and Javi Dominguez, amongst others. For the ladies, Americans Magda Boulay, Stephanie Violet, Casey Lichtai, and Amy Sproston will go up against Andrea Huser, Carolyn Chevreau, Mimi Kotka, and Nuria Pekus. Other notable Americans racing over there in other distances will be Tim Frericks, Rob Krar, Cody Reed, Jorge Maravella, and Camille Herron at CCC, and Dylan Bowman, Rory Bozio, Keely Henninger, and Yao Wang at TDS. This last story pains me in a multitude of ways, but it just wouldn't be Mountain Outhouse, and I wouldn't be Jam Jam if I didn't at least mention it. It appears one runner really loves his outhouses. It was discovered at the Across the Years multi-day that runner Kelly Agnew has been serially cheating for a number of years, primarily at fixed time events, by skipping laps on course. Although he sometimes may have hid out in a tent or vehicle, he was spotted hiding in a porta potty for the proper duration of time to record a conceivable lap time during the race. He was quietly disqualified from the event, but the press has since gone wild with the story after it went live on marathoninvestigation.com. The potty humor was just too much for them to resist, it seems. Kelly has remained silent since the accusations went live, but he has since been disqualified from 15 past races and counting. Many of his previous blog posts on his runner website have also either been deleted or gone private, with seemingly all of his sponsors also letting him go. Seems doping is not the only way to get ahead in the sport, and course cutting is a real thing that exists here. I guess in this day and age, RDs and competitors everywhere need to keep an eye out and do some due diligence on ways to keep everyone in check. As for Kelly, we'd have accepted you into this crazy sport whether you had won races or not. It's really too bad you felt the need to cheat, as in the end, you really only cheated yourself. And with that, and a huge shout out to our Patreon supporters, especially Squirrels Nut Butter and Chris Thornley, who became a $50 level supporter of the show. Glasses off to you, sir. Except I'm not taking them off. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, leave a comment below. Have a good week.